grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Ah, it's that time of the week again. How you doing, Chris?
Very well. Kia ora, Millie. Yeah. And,
Hello.
Little BFM listeners.
Yeah, hello, everyone.
How was your 420 day? It feels like so long. Like, I was only away a week. It just feels like ages.
I know.
Like
I know, so right?
How was your 420 day?
It was mellow.
It seems to be the main effect.
Mellow. Yeah. I didn't have any side effects at this point.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear it. Actually, that ties in. Funny you should say that.
Yeah.
Because I'm just going to get straight to the facts.
Get to the facts.
Without too much wallowing around and how's your 40... No. New study out of Germany of actual patients, well, over 1,000, using high THC cannabis flowers.
Right.
Which some people might say, what the heck?
What the heck?
Actually, they reported them to be effective at treating their symptoms and no major side effects. The main side effects...
Amazing.
We're getting mellow.
Getting mellow.
Cotton mouth and the munchies. They were seriously the main side effects.
That's crazy.
As you'd expect, right?
Like, yeah.
That's the effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, all part of. So, speaking of which, though, 420 day, I did want to invite listeners to text in...
Yes.
Their favourite weed etiquettes.
Yeah. What's your favourite?
Do you follow the 420 like as we are right now? Well, I have certainly. Maybe a bit of pre 420 even, bit of warm up. Got a warm up, so I'm only slightly late.
Yeah.
And pass to the left. That's kind of we like to think it's Kiwi, but you know, pass the Dutchie.
That's
Jamaica via London. You know, so that's a global thing. Pass to the left.
Pass
I'm going
to
say, you know, don't bogart is very fundamental. Don't hold on. The puff puff pass, which is, you know, a good little motto to remember. That's your limit if there's more than you involved. But post COVID, quite nice to just have your own and not do too much sharing. Share the moment, share the company, and not the spit. You know,
exactly.
So quite nice to just roll one each. Little one in yourself, you know. There you go.
I'd agree too. You know, like it's post-COVID days. You know, we're all a bit more aware of, you know, what's in your spit. So keep the spit to yourself.
That's right. We do have these handy little. Reminds me. At the shop there, at the hemp store, we've got these handy little devices called mouthpieces that go in between. There's one fit model for your joint or your pipe. It goes in between the thing and your lips, and you keep hold of it and you pass the device on or the joint on.
Wow.
So you all have your own.
Wow.
And with a little lanyard, you know. And there's another one for water pipes in that. And they're very good. And you can get little filters that just filter out the bad things but let in the good things. Specially made 420 friendly filters.
That is really nice because I know, especially in this day of respiratory illness, I'm actually recovering from a slight cold. So I'm like, but it gets to that point where it's like, you know, you want to look after your lungs. You want your lungs for a long time.
Mm.
So good filters up at the hemp store.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And yes, as the German study found, though, you know, no major side effects.
No major side effects.
But... big news of the week, because that was all just an introduction.
Chatting.
The big news of the week is the Biden administration in the USA has announced the biggest shift in cannabis policy since Nixon started the war on drugs 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Hasn't actually appeared in any local media here yet.
Which is
shame
crazy
on
to me.
We're officially breaking this news. So cannabis will be rescheduled, is what they're saying.
Hell,
and essentially decriminalised. It will remain a controlled substance, though.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll go from Schedule A, or Schedule 1, sorry, which is like our Class A. And it'll go into Schedule 3.
Great.
Straight away.
Great.
Very good.
That's good stuff.
Yes, because Schedule 1, this is just for drugs of high abuse potential, so-called, and zero medical use. And both of those are, you know, obviously untrue where it comes to weed, even if there's even a slighter, you know, whatever your opinion is, you can't say that is true. So, but more what that does is block all kinds of research and things like that, and inhibits anything at kind of a federal level, which then flows through to all around the world.
Totally.
And you know, it even affects us here in New Zealand, where because of this federal illegality, you know, you can't. It's very difficult even getting credit card processing or online advertising and things for the shop, for example, the hemp store.
Totally.
Because it just triggers all sorts of bans and things, and
we
can't advertise on Facebook or Google. So you have all these sorts of effects because of that, even from us on the other side of the world.
So there's a massive trickle down from America.
Right. And of course, in America, it means like all these huge jail sentences and the DEA looking at all the wrong people and all that kind of thing.
Because it's legal in some states. So are we just talking about the states where it's not legal?
Well, you have, this is the thing, is it doesn't tidy up that kind of conflict.
But
yes, you have 24 states where it's legal, plus Washington, D.C. itself, and Guam over here in the Pacific, and 38 more with legal medical cannabis, 15,000 dispensaries across America, 440,000 people employed in the legal cannabis industry in America. So, and 70% of Americans now support legalization in the latest Gallup poll. 70%.
Wow.
So, you know, it's the will of the people. And but the fact that it's coming from the DEA, you know, this is the first time they've called for it, and it's for botanical cannabis is what they're calling for.
Okay.
And Biden kickstarted this off like 2 or so years ago. So, you know, it takes a while to kind of get through various things, but this is the final hurdle. It still has a little bit to go, and then they reckon it'll take effect in the next few months.
Amazing. So no more Schedule 1 for us.
Well, for them.
Oh, for them.
And, but it might affect us because, you know, this whole international law, and people are always saying, oh, we can't do it because of what might happen.
Because we live in a kind of global society now. Like, it's not just our laws that affect us, you know. The fact that you can't advertise on Facebook is crazy to me.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
It's all just because we're the big boss meterers.
And even for the industry over there, you know, they can't do like banking and things. They have to do stuff in cash. So they have this whole armored cars turning up, loading up like pallet loads of cash to truck across town, and then getting robbed and stuff. And it's all a bit kind of weird and half-assed. But yeah, normal in the States, they did caution, well, this won't tidy up a lot of that. But it's definitely a huge step in the right direction.
Totally, totally. All right. What else do we have?
Right. Well.
On to New Zealand then.
In New Zealand, all the news here was all about the medical scene.
Yes.
Over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
We're going to start with a little homegrown success. Rua Biosciences.
Yay.
Rua from the East Coast. They are launching THC vape carts in Australia.
Wow.
And they're calling it Rua Rehu. Rehu means vapor or mist. It's 80% THC.
Jeez.
80% THC, I'll just say that again.
That'll make you nice and mellow.
Very interesting that they can launch that in Australia and not here.
Very interesting.
It's a bit out of whack, eh? That kind of shows, like, what's going on there? How come that it's easier to just do that but not here?
What do you think the reasoning is?
Well, we got even stricter rules in Australia for that for launching those products. Easier rules for the prescribing side. Anyone can go to any doctor, but particularly one of the specialist clinics, and you can get your prescription for any reason. Even tourists, you know, can get it. Even tourists before they even get here, get it at the airport in the other country and have it waiting for you at the airport here.
You're kidding me.
Why not?
And they have stricter driving rules over there as well.
Yeah, so there's a few things like that. They don't have an exemption for medical use, so there's a lot of people getting stung over there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But yeah, good on them. So hopefully some changes will happen here, because we do hear that Shane Retty has approved something to at least be talked about by the Cabinet.
Yeah,
so it's not completely off the agenda. There's some changes happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully that'll open up so a local company can have their own product in their own country, you know? Imagine that.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
But a bit of cautioning over on NBR.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of paywalled cannabis coverage, so which is a bit unfortunate, but it shows, you know, this is the kind of news people will pay for.
Totally.
Not the other news, but they will pay for their cannabis news. They were cautioning pipe dreams and Aussie cannabis sector, and highlighting all these companies going under and stuff. But there was a company there that got their logo on an NRL team. I think it was the Gold Coast Dolphins, isn't it?
Okay.
And And then they went, no, you can't advertise. And they took the field with gaffer tape over the logo.
You are kidding me.
Wore off. This was a couple of weeks ago, I think. People might be able to correct me on that. They saw this wearing off and a cannabis logo appearing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, we have the same thing here, where they have these kind of crazy... this is one of the reasons Cannasouth went under. People didn't know that their product was available.
No.
Well, I shouldn't say went under. They're still trading. They're just in voluntary administration. But
yeah.
Certainly one of the reasons they've... potentially one of the reasons that they haven't sold as much as they might have hoped for is they can't advertise or even let people know that they've got it.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone who can advertise are the clinics, because they can just advertise that they're a clinic.
Yeah.
And... the cannabis clinic over in Takapuna, they ran an exit 420, so speaking of 420 day.
I saw that.
This. And I think this every time I go on the Northern Motorway. Exit 420, yes. And that is the exit that leads to their clinic.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's a little play on words, so you can find them there at the exit 420 of the Northern Motorway, State Highway 1. But also, cannabis being an exit drug. Getting people off the other things, off the pharmaceuticals, or having less of them. And, good on them, I thought. Good on them. So, yeah, they can be a bit creative and get a bit of coverage, but the companies themselves can't. One thing, though, and this also hasn't really been promoted that well, but I'm sure there's a mechanism for among people who do have prescriptions. So New Zealand, this was also in the NBR paywall, that's why I say it hasn't been promoted that well. Behind a paywall. New Zealand's first product recall of mouldy medicinal cannabis. And it actually has now appeared on MedSafe's recall page.
Wow.
Which, if you're keeping an eye on that, like a doctor would, I guess, you can kind of look for it. But I think there's a way that they can communicate with all the people who got a prescription, they got told. But there was some mould found in some of it.
Oh,
and so they're doing a recall. This is the Kikuya Arroyo, which is from Australia. Batch PB24002. I believe the best before is September 2024.
Yep.
Precautionary recall, says Nubu, the distributor. I think it's good. This is good. It's not good for that particular recall, obviously, but it's good that there's this mechanism in place and that these tests occur, because people will be consuming mouldy cannabis all the frickin' time.
Oh, it's so
and contaminated
easy.
Contaminated with all sorts. The old fecal coliforms and at least this stuff gets tested and recalled if it's found to be a bit dodge.
Yeah, and I mean, it's great that even though they won't, potentially might not be 100% on board with it, they're still looking out for consumers, you know. They've still got consumers at their best interest.
That's right. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's what it's
all Which is about. Fantastic.
I think so too. And speaking of, just to wrap up the show, speaking of consumers.
Yeah.
Oh, and did we get any good etiquette tips, by the way?
Oh, we've got some fantastic ones. Okay, so someone said, if you're in the rotation, don't hold on to it while you're telling a long-winded story.
Oh, yeah. I've been guilty of that, but I try not to, but it does happen.
No, it's happened to me. It's awful. Because you think, oh my gosh, I've just thought of something and you'll never guess. And then next thing
and
you realise...
you're paying me attention.
Someone said, before COVID, we'd just pass it to the left. Post-COVID, do your own.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, if you're erring to the cautious side, someone said, clearing your Stanleys is a must.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Clarify, listener.
Okay. Is that like not leaving little residues on your cleaning tools in the toolbox or something? Is that what that means? Like
I don't know. No clue. Clean your equipment.
Don't dose people without their permission. That's a big one.
Yeah, that's a massive one.
With edibles and things. Keep them secure, out of reach, all that kind of thing.
Yep, and also be mindful that not everyone has the tolerance you have.
That's right. No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. What did anyone else say? Oh, someone said they know someone who smoked a bit of weed to get off cigarettes.
Well, there you go.
That's impressive. Yeah,
that's a harm reduction right there.
Yeah. And we just talked about a study a couple of weeks ago that it reduces the use of, you know, more harmful drugs. So there you have it.
There you go. Doctors recommend it.
So now that 420 day is gone, what do we have to look forward to?
Well, it's not J-Day this weekend, which it would have been. But no, it's not. But it is done in Christchurch, and good on you, Christchurch folk, for going ahead. It means we've got two happening, because Auckland will be in December.
Yeah.
Which it was last year, so it worked so well. And much nicer weather. And one of the good things about Albert Park, it's got a little weather station. You can actually get very good data, and December was the clear winner.
Yeah.
We'll see you there in December. But tonight, though, first Thursday up on K Road, we got the Drug Foundation right now in the hemp store doing the substance checking. So if you've got any weird kind of things you've found in your coat pocket or something from the festival season, you're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
You can get it tested.
Yeah.
Or if you know anyone in that situation, send them up. Going till 7. And at good the stuff. Level, you can find, they're pretty much every day now somewhere.
Yeah.
So you can find it at the Level, OrgNZ. They'll be running a clinic somewhere. And then from 6.
Yes.
Through to about 10, Whakamana Social Club or Medical Cannabis Social Club down at the Blue Frog on North Wharf by Silo Park.
Yeah.
Going to head down there later on.
All right.
It's going to be good.
Get down there. Well, that is all very exciting stuff. Thank you, Chris, for coming out.
Right.
And keep it buzzy out there, everyone. And don't forget your weed etiquette. Thank you. Someone said, do not let one person eat all the snacks.
Yes.
That's true. A really
That's
good one.
Good. Me too.
Well, keep it buzzy out there, everyone.
Do it there.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.